And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 11. Verse number 15, after the Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, he comes in and he looks around and in the temple, that's where he comes to, his house, and then departs back to Bethany, comes back in from Bethany and curses this fig tree. We'll talk about the symbology of that, I believe it's at hand. And then he comes into Jerusalem and he purges and cleanses the temple, as we call it. And he declares, it is written, my house shall be called of all nations, every nation of the world, the house of prayer. But you've made it a den of thieves with money changers and fellows that sell animals, fellows that sell doves, fellows that do this business here, and all of them a pack of extortioners. And all of them being able to be in the temple, which they should not have been in the temple with those unclean things and those things that were defiling and that business that was not to be there in that place. It would be taken care of otherwise, but not in the house of the Lord. They were all there, no doubt, because of corruption by the priests that would allow them to come in. And no doubt, and an extortionist, blackmailing, bribery kind of way, they were there. You've made it a den, a lair, an abode of thieves. Besides the business that they did, they would extort the people, no doubt. It says in verse number 18 of Mark 11, and the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. All the people said, well, this is just the way it's always been, but there is a better way. There is a more right way for us to be. Said, wow. And look how he stands against the authorities, the chief priests and the directive of him, the scribes and their directive of what they say or justify out of the word of God. Wow. Listen to what he says. You know that? That's really a more pure way, isn't it? And so Jesus, indeed, by the truth, is causing doubt in the people and the things that they had received all of their lives. That's all these people knew, is what they'd grown up with, what they were told was right by the leadership. It's so dangerous to have leadership that doesn't tell the truth, because many can be beguiled, many can be tricked or deceived. They were astonished at his teaching, at his doctrine. It said in verse number 17, and he taught, saying unto them, unto the people, he taught them what? That my house is to be called a house of prayer, and it's not to be a den of thieves. People would know about the corruption, but there was nothing, as it said, another saying. We talked about another saying last time or two, about rolling out the red carpet. Another saying is, you can't fight City Hall. when the leadership and the authority is corrupt, it's very difficult to fight. And the people were astonished and stirred. And these scribes, and what's it say? Chief priests, they're in charge of the temple. They're in charge of that work, that trading that's being done there, that money changing being done there. It's part of their kickback. They need to destroy this fella because he's promoting some ideas and some teaching, some doctrine that's not right. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And so here, day two, first day, the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Next day, the cleansing and purging of the temple. And then we see here in verse 20, the third day. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now, if a tree would be injured, or a tree would be compromised to where it would wither and dry, it would take a while, wouldn't it? Damage from the first time we would witness, the leaves would start turning maybe, or leaves wouldn't be produced, and it would be hanging on to life, and maybe it had just have a few branches, it'd be under stress, and other branches would sprout out, or we've all seen trees that sprout branches out all over the place. It's trying, in the way that the Lord's made it and created it and designed it, it's trying to hang on to life, but it would take days or weeks or maybe even months for the tree to die. Here, the disciples, they see that the tree has dried up from the roots. So this tree is, you could use this tree, if I understand this right, you could use this tree the next day for firewood. The sap was gone and the thing was dried up and withered away. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. May our Lord help us. We need the Lord. He doesn't need us. Oh, but he's been pleased to have to do with us, and I praise his name for it. He doesn't need us, but we sure need him. The cursing of the Lord. And we preach the salvation of the Lord. And we are called to do so. And it is a glorious, glorious message that sinners like you and me can be saved, can be redeemed, can have our sins forgiven, can be granted everlasting life. We can have hope in Jesus and the life to come and to be with him. And when I say hope, I don't talk about maybe it's going to happen, not the lottery kind of hope that's in the world, but a no-so hope that the promises of Jesus are true and he's going to bring them to pass. For those that he saves, and he's going to bring promises to pass for those that are not saved either. Here we see Peter, he called to remembrance. He said, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. You know, Israel still has a city at this time. Israel still has a nation. Israel still has a place. But what happened in not too many years later? And what happened in the centuries later? What happened for 19 centuries? Israel was not a nation. Indeed, she was withered up, wasn't she? Sinner, you don't need to be on the cursing end of the Lord Jesus Christ. How is it that Israel was on this fig tree, I believe, representing the nation? How is it that they were cursed of God? Well, they didn't believe the Lord. They didn't believe him in what he said and his word. They wanted something else. They didn't want God, their God, to reign over them and to care for them. They wanted, as it says in so many passages, so many books in the Old Testament, they wanted another way. They wanted another king. They wanted their own way. They wanted their own God, a God of their own making. And indeed, the nation was cursed by God. Peter, calling to remembrance, verse 21 of Mark 11, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God. Peter, you have faith in God, his word, his truth, his account, his testimony. You have faith in God, Peter, and you won't be withered up like this tree. The listen, folks, it's only in the Lord Jesus Christ, it's only in God Almighty that there is life. Look at the gods that are held to in this world today that and we have in our country just such a obliviousness to just face the truth and the facts. Look at the religions and what they do and how they promote death. They promote death. Death and the destruction of others. Death, death, death is what they promote. And it's just nothing but a withering away. A good way to understand about, as we refer to them, faiths or religions, is to take a look at their impact on countries. Take a look at the effect that religions or denominations have on countries. And where paganism, idolatry, the worship of demonic gods, it's always a detriment and a pulling down of a country. There's not prosperity. There's not blessing. There's not life. But there's despotism and wickedness and dictatorship and slavery and abuse of children and women. But where the people follow the Lord Jesus Christ and Jehovah God and His Word and His truth, there's always blessing. It's proven over and over again. There's always blessing. But when a nation as ours goes away from God, there's a curse. Have faith in God, the Lord Jesus Christ says. And when the Lord Jesus Christ says about have faith in God, He's not talking about just an acknowledgement that God is there. James tells us the devils believe in God. They know that God is there. But have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in His Son. To where we look to and hold to what He has said. And we bring that to ourselves as the truth that we hold to and we look to and that we believe and we rest in and trust in Him. Trust in. We look to His Word that tells us in the very beginning that we're sinners and we say, yes, that's true. We look to His Word and what He has said that we have no righteousness that He desires or that we can pay Him to redeem our souls. And we say, yes, that's true. We look to Him and His Word and we hear that the Lord, we have faith in God that His Word has said that He has sent His Son to be a Savior for men, women, boys, and girls that will repent of their sins before Him and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We say that's true. And not only do we say that it's true for all, there's a gospel that's at hand today that Jesus came and to save us all. Well, Jesus came and to save sinners, and all that come to Him will be and can be saved. But the thing is what about you? Are your sins bad enough that you do need a Savior? Are your sins bad enough that you know that you'd be on your way to hell without the Lord Jesus Christ paying that penalty for you? Are your sins bad enough and you believe and know that Jesus died for you and you hear Him say, beyond that, take up thy cross and follow Me? Or as He says in other places, take up My cross and follow Me? Does your life show that you are the Lord's? Or is it just talk? Peter calling to remember saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. Anything that the Lord curses is going to wither away. His nation did, and people do. But what's the answer to being cursed by the Lord? Have faith in God. Hear Him and believe Him and trust Him in what He says. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the word of His truth and gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.